NPR's Allison Muse is in Beirut. She's been talking to people in Syria who oppose the Assad regime, and she's been asking them about last night's airstrikes.
The barrage of Tomahawk missiles came as a surprise for many Syrians. This was the first time the U.S. has intentionally bombed Syrian government forces over the course of the entire six-year civil war. That might seem like it would be welcome news for those opposed to Assad, especially in the area where the apparent chemical attack took place. But that's not how it was being talked about today. Samer al-Hussein lives just a few miles outside Khan Sheikhoun. That's the town that produced the images of children and others choking due to apparent chemical exposure. He spoke to NPR after attending Friday prayers.
The preacher of the mosque said the American strikes were a joke. They were just to save face. They were strikes that were not fruitful because today Russia is still killing civilians.
What he means is people are getting killed by conventional airstrikes carried out by Syrian and even more powerful Russian warplanes every day. He says the preacher wasn't even focused on the U.S. strikes. The sermon was about education, urging parents to homeschool their children on the many days airstrikes make going to class impossible. Al-Hussein says he and others are skeptical the U.S. is truly concerned about their plight.
People are worried that it's just to make some media noise, that this was a one-time U.S. strike on the airbase, that they won't strike again, and the reckoning has ended.
Another resident of the area is Musna al-Jundi. She runs a women's center in the rebel-held northwest, which recently canceled its programming due to airstrikes that barely got any international attention. Reached by phone, she said people are unsure what to make of the U.S. missile strikes.
Honestly, our feelings today are mixed between happiness and sadness.
Jundi says she felt relieved that the airport from which Syrian planes took off to attack Khan Sheikhoun had been damaged, but she's also upset over yet more destruction.
As Syrians, we never wanted the situation to get to this point. We didn't want it to get to this level where Syria is being destroyed. But unfortunately, this is where we are today.
She says that for U.S. strikes to be helpful, they need to be part of a full strategy towards Syria, not just a one-time event. The Syrian military, for its part, said the U.S. strikes will only make it harder for the Syrian Air Force to fight ISIS and other terrorist groups. The airbase the U.S. struck does provide support for Syrian troops fighting ISIS. But Jundi knows that when the government uses the word terrorist, it refers to all of Assad's opponents.
The regime made a statement today saying that they're fighting the terrorists, so this makes us more afraid.
She says, "We're tired inside. We're tired of planes. We want to live a normal life." Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.